Ryan beat your 2017-2018 Pro Light Champion, Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series, here in the Freak Nation. He's been coming in for many, many years, and Ryan beat. This is bonkers, man. When you're going into the final race weekend in Chandler, Arizona, coming up the end of October for the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series, that's not a whole lot of dudes in the Off-Road Racing Series can say they've won three times in a row, and you're sitting there at the top of the points. It's up to you to lose it, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's up to me to lose it, and up to those guys to lose it as well, you know. We're coming in 10 points up on everybody. As close as the points are, sometimes that can be really hard to make up, and then sometimes that can be easy to make up. So you never really know. It depends on how the weekend plays out. I like the Arizona track, usually pretty decent there. So as long as we rip off a good qualifying time, and don't give up too many points or don't give up any points during qualifying, and then go into the main and have a smart, smooth race, we should be pretty good.
Ryan beat your 2017-2018 and your points leader going into the final race end of October for the Lucas Oil Racing Series Pro Lights class, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Can you share with the freaks that the importance of qualifying and where you qualify in short course off-road racing? Does it mean much more to short course off-road racing than maybe, you know, an IndyCar race or a stock car race because it's such a shorter race, or are there other factors?
Well, there's other factors. With short course, what they've gone to the past 2 years is a point system for qualifying. So if you qualify first, you get 5 extra points. Second is 4 points, third is 3 points, 2 is 2 points, and 1 is 1 point. Fifth is 1 point, excuse me. So basically, the better you qualify in that top 5, you can pick up some valuable points. And that's really where we've been able to make up a lot of points the past couple of years, is we've been on point during qualifying as well as racing. So we put together a really strong package amongst General Tire and Lucas Oil, to keep our program tip-top and making sure we got the speed under us that we need.
Ryan Beat, 2-time Pro Light Champion, joining us here in the Freak Nation, heading for number 3. Let's be honest. Does any of this matter right now? You are a father. You're not even a month into being a father. I mean, I see how you've been quoted on social media as how it's changed your life. It changed ours. It changed Statman's. You always hear people say that, but you don't really understand it until you have your own child and you finally are welcomed into that club. Tell me what's going through your mind right now. Screw motorsports.
Well, actually, my daughter's 3 now. But, things are crazy.
Oh, 3 years ago today. 3 years. Oh.
Yep.
How did I get so confused?
No worries. It's great. I mean, it's crazy. It definitely changes your life and changes your whole goal and focus and purpose. It's been the biggest blessing in disguise for me. It's kind of toned me down. Definitely was wild and crazy and going crazy there for a long time, and it's cool. It brings your focus back in, and to be honest, I gotta credit a lot of my success to her. She's kind of mellowed me out and settled me down and helped me get my head on straight and really, really settle down and focus on what's important in life, and that's having her involved and then obviously a successful race program to provide for her.
Yes, my bad for reading your social post wrong. You're right. It was 3 years ago at the end of September. So
yep.
I apologize for that. But let's talk about what you just said right there, because yes, children can mellow you out, but you're in a sport that requires you to not be mellow on track. How do you make that balance in your mind?
To be honest, I think it's been the perfect balance, to be honest with you. I was pretty wild and out of control on the track. Probably a lot more than what I needed to be. And I've kind of found that zen, if you will, or that mellowness with her in my life now that on the track I'm a lot more mellow and probably make a lot better decisions. Used to be kind of wild and crazy and rough, but, kind of big picture playing now all the time. And it definitely helped me a lot.
So
Ryan Beat joining us here. Go ahead, Stat.
Yeah, Ryan Beat as I was just listening to this conversation between you and Crash about your daughter. She's the reason why you're a champion now. She was born 3 years ago. You've been winning. You won in 2017, 2018. Now the third year, 2019, you're the points leader. She ought to be. You ought to give her the trophy instead of put it on yourself.
Yeah, I know, right? She definitely deserves it. Her and her wife put up with a lot of, you know, late nights and long race weekends, and they put up with the highs of racing and as well as the lows. You know, racing, it always has the crazy lows that they're right there for me. And at the end of the day, I come home and I'm still her biggest hero, and she makes me smile. So it definitely makes things easier.
I can imagine, well, in fact, I know there's a huge difference between racing in the desert and racing in the short course. You have to have almost a boxer's mentality to race in the short course, right, as opposed to being a distance runner to go race in the desert. Do I have that right?
No, that is absolutely true. You know, short course is all about the right now and get it done as quick as possible. You know, you only got, you know, between what tracks you're at, you know, between 10 and 16 laps to get the job done. So qualifying is important, obviously, and then obviously making right choices, right passes, and putting yourself in good situations week after week is what counts.
So I assume your success in the short course means that's your favorite.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've done some desert stuff, and, yeah, it was enjoyable. It just wasn't for me.
Oh, wow.
Explain that. Explain the difference, because some people say, well, dirt is dirt. Obviously, there's so much more to it than just that. But explain why you like short course more.
For me, just the short course is battling head-to-head, you know, bumping, grinding, you know, elbows-up type mentality where you're door-to-door with somebody or bar-to-bar with somebody. Where the desert's not so much like that. You're kind of just cruising along at your own pace, and if you're lucky, you get to see another truck every 30 miles or 40 miles and get 2 seconds of rubbing elbows, and then it's back to eating dust for another couple hundred miles or a couple hours. Or I'll prefer just kind of getting in and, you know, like you said, a boxer's mentality. Let's get in there and let's do this. Let's see who's the best. Not an endurance race of let's drag this out for over hours. Let's see who's got the most talent, the best car, the best crew, and let's get this done.
Ryan Beat, your 2017-2018 Pro Light Champion, the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series. End of October, Chandler, Arizona, for the big finale with the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series, October 26th, Saturday. Make sure you're there if you're in the area, Freak Nation. Ryan Beat will be there trying to take over another championship. I enjoy the answer from drivers when I ask this question, and I'm going to ask it of you, Ryan. Would you rather win the championship on the last lap, the last turn, by a nose with your truck, or would you rather run away with the championship and not be challenged with 4 or 5 laps to go?
Last lap by the nose for sure, because it's that much more gratifying when it happens. It keeps you on the edge of your seats, exciting for the fans, exciting for you as a racer in the car, your heart's pounding, adrenaline's flowing. I mean, that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it cool. That's what we live for.
Yeah, good answer. The Geico Off-Road Championship presented by General Tire, October 26th, Wild Horse Pass Motorsports Park, Chandler, Arizona. Ryan Beat will be there. For more information, go to lucasoiloffroad.com. Ryan, good luck to you, buddy. It's always great.
Thank
to see
you, guys.
You on the Freak Nation.
Yeah, I hope to see everybody out there. You know, it's a great show. It's a one-day event, this upcoming race. And, man, you're going to get more than your money's worth with two races going on. We race earlier in the day for the points race, and then later that night we actually race for the Money Cup, you know, where some of the classes can win up to $20,000 to win. So it's going to be an exciting one, you know, two races in one day. Crews are going to be thrashing, and trucks are going to be wide open. So make sure to be there. Last one for the year.
Bam. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Take care.